Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Personality Disorders and Mental Illnesses. The Truth About Psychopaths, Sociopaths, and Narcissists by Clarence T. Rivers is a plain-spoken guide to some of the most talked about and most misunderstood psychological labels in popular culture. Rather than treating these terms as casual insults, the book aims to ground them in mental health concepts and show how personality patterns can affect relationships, safety, and decision-making. It focuses on what people commonly mean when they say psychopath, sociopath, or narcissist, then connects those ideas to broader discussions of personality disorders and mental illness. A key value of the book is its practical orientation. It is less about academic theory and more about helping readers recognize patterns of manipulation, entitlement, lack of empathy, or chronic rule-breaking in everyday life. Readers looking for a starter-level framework to interpret troubling interpersonal behavior will find an accessible entry point and a set of cautionary, reality-based distinctions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, clarifying the labels people use, psychopath, sociopath, narcissist, one of the central topics is the effort to sort out everyday labels that are often used interchangeably. The book treats these terms as descriptions of behavioral patterns rather than dramatic stereotypes. It highlights how people use psychopath and sociopath to describe chronic deceit, exploitation, remorselessness, and persistent violation of social norms, while narcissist is often used for extreme self-focus, entitlement, and a need for admiration. A practical takeaway is that the same visible behavior can come from different motivations, and the same label can be applied too broadly when someone is simply selfish, immature, or under stress. By emphasizing distinctions, the book encourages readers to look for consistent patterns over time, how a person treats boundaries, how they handle accountability, whether they show genuine empathy, and whether their charm is paired with manipulation. This topic also implicitly warns against armchair diagnosis. The point is not to turn readers into clinicians, but to sharpen perception so that people can better describe what they are experiencing and respond with clearer boundaries, better documentation, and safer choices. Secondly, personality disorders versus mental illness. What the difference means in real life. Another important theme is the difference between personality disorders and other kinds of mental illness, and why that difference matters for expectations and safety. The book positions personality disorders as enduring patterns of thinking, feeling, and relating that become rigid and harmful across many situations. In contrast, many mental illnesses are described as episodes or symptom clusters that can fluctuate, respond to treatment, and appear even in people with otherwise flexible personalities. This distinction helps readers avoid two common errors: excusing harmful conduct as if it were always involuntary, and assuming that all mental health conditions make someone abusive or dangerous. In relationship terms, a pattern-based issue often shows up as repeated blame shifting, chronic boundary testing, and the use of people as tools for status, control, or comfort. The reader benefit is a more realistic sense of what change might require. If a pattern is deeply ingrained, improvement usually involves sustained insight, accountability, and long-term therapeutic work, not just reassurance or a single promise. This topic supports a more informed approach to compassion without naivete. Thirdly, common tactics and relationship patterns, manipulation, gaslighting, and control, the book also focuses on recognizable interpersonal tactics often associated with highly disruptive personalities. These can include love bombing and idealization early on, rapid boundary violations, selective truth-telling, and later cycles of devaluation that keep the other person unstable and seeking approval. Readers are prompted to notice patterns like gaslighting, where someone insists your perception is wrong, and triangulation, where outsiders are pulled into conflicts to increase pressure and confusion. Another recurring pattern is the refusal to accept responsibility, paired with a talent for locating your insecurities and using them to gain leverage. The practical value of this topic is that it reframes the problem from isolated incidents to a system of influence, how the other person moves the goalposts, rewards compliance, punishes independence, and uses intermittent kindness to reset the relationship. This perspective can help readers stop debating individual facts and instead focus on outcomes such as reduced autonomy, increased anxiety, or financial and social isolation. The emphasis is on recognizing early warning signs and choosing responses that reduce exposure to coercive dynamics. Fourthly, risk, harm, and why empathy alone is not a strategy. A further topic is the real-world risk that can accompany severe personality pathology, especially when exploitation is paired with impulsivity, aggression, or a total lack of remorse. The book frames risk in practical terms: emotional harm, financial loss, reputational damage, workplace sabotage, stalking, and in some cases, physical danger. It encourages readers to judge safety based on behavior and consequences rather than promises, emotional stories, or surface charisma. A key insight is that empathy can be weaponized against you if it is not paired with boundaries. Many readers fall into a pattern of over-explaining, negotiating, or trying to heal the other person through patience. The book challenges that approach by emphasizing that repeated violations are data. If someone repeatedly lies, intimidates, cheats, or exploits, more access and more understanding can increase harm rather than reduce it. This topic also supports a mindset shift. You do not need to prove the label to justify protecting yourself. You only need enough evidence that the relationship is unsafe, destabilizing, or degrading. Lastly, self-protection and next steps, boundaries, documentation, and getting help. The final major topic centers on what to do when you suspect you are dealing with someone whose personality pattern is persistently harmful. The book encourages readers to move from confusion to structured self-protection. That often includes clear boundaries, limiting contact when possible, and refusing to engage in circular arguments meant to exhaust you. In practical settings, documentation can be important. Keeping records of agreements, messages, financial transactions, and incidents can reduce vulnerability to rewriting of history. The book also points to the value of outside support, including therapy, legal advice, workplace HR processes, and trusted friends who can provide reality checks. Another theme is rebuilding personal stability after prolonged manipulation, restoring sleep, finances, social connection, and self-trust. Readers are guided toward focusing on controllable actions rather than trying to control the other person. The emphasis is not revenge, but risk reduction and recovery. This topic makes the book more than a descriptive overview by orienting the reader toward concrete steps that can protect mental health, preserve resources, and improve long-term outcomes. In conclusion, this book is best suited for general readers who want a starter-level understanding of why certain people seem consistently exploitative, charming yet cruel, or incapable of accountability. It can also help those navigating confusing relationships, whether romantic, familial, workplace, or social, where patterns of manipulation or entitlement keep repeating. The main life benefit is improved pattern recognition. When you can name behaviors, you are less likely to normalize them, personalize them, or waste years trying to fix what you did not break. That clarity supports healthier boundaries, safer decision-making, and a faster path to outside support when needed. Compared with more technical psychology texts, this book is worth buying because it prioritizes accessibility and practical application. It does not require a clinical background, and it focuses on the everyday realities that prompt people to search these terms in the first place: lying, gaslighting, coercion, and emotional wear and tear. For readers who feel overwhelmed by academic language or who want a concise framework before diving into more detailed resources, it offers an approachable, action-oriented overview that can translate quickly into better self-protection and relationship choices. If you would like to support Clarence T. Rivers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.